Alaska Air says it's boosting the starting pay for workers who handle baggage, clean cabins, and refuel airplanes to $12 an hour. That comes after the company successfully litigated a SeaTac voter proposition that would have given those employees a raise to $15 an hour. KPLU business and labor reporter Ashley Gross has the story.
Alaska Air says it's raising the pay for more than 1,000 workers employed by contractors at SeaTac International Airport. Those companies include Menzies Aviation and Aircraft Service International Group. The bump up to $12 covers ramp agents, aircraft fuelers, and cabin cleaners. People who earn tips, such as wheelchair attendants and sky caps, will get $10 an hour in base pay. Alaska Air Vice President Jeff Butler says the raise represents a 28% increase for some workers.
I think that shows Alaska's incredibly strong commitment to having a competitive and fair wage. It is one of the highest at SeaTac, and it's one of the highest in the industry.
Still, the raise is less than the $15 an hour voters in SeaTac narrowly approved last November. Alaska Air challenged Proposition 1 in court, and a King County judge ruled that the city doesn't have jurisdiction over the airport. That case is still being appealed by the labor unions that sponsored Proposition 1. The Port of Seattle runs the airport in SeaTac. In the past few months, the port has also been researching what to do to improve job quality at the airport. Ashley Gross, KPLU News.